Hi there, members, and welcome to the Sunday live session. Let's have a look at what we're going to be covering today. First of all, I'll just make sure. All right, I'm just making sure that my microphone is working properly. Yes, it's allocated to the right one. That's good. And I'm going to share screen. I'm going to make sure that share computer sound because we do have something to share video wise. And the club, go to the next communication. The top card there is our live session for today. Clicking into that and scrolling down a wee bit. If my computer wants to respond, there we go. So the things that we're going through today, the main focus of today is going to be ViewMedica. And I mentioned this at the last live session, and it's been a card that has been within Trello that a few people have allocated their interest to. Now, ViewMedica is, it would seem complex at the start, but once you've got the swing of it, I think you can create enormously engaging videos for your website, your Facebook page, and your waiting room. And also create a whole new way of delivering treatment plan presentations to your patients as well. So hopefully you're looking forward to that. First of all, I want to welcome, we do have a new member on board. So welcome to you. We have worked together in the past, so it's just a wonderful thing to be involved with you again. And I look forward to, I've already sent you a whole bunch of information. I'll be sending you a bunch more and giving you a catch-up session as well, so you can get into the throes of things as quickly as possible. The next thing on the agenda is if you have not got access to the Trello board as yet. I know that there's a few of you that haven't, which is totally groovy and fine. You are watching the recordings as they get sent out via email. However, if you do want to be part of the Trello board, you're just not quite sure how to get there, then just scrolling down this card, if you don't have the Trello board, you don't have access to it, but I am going to include this link on your follow-up email within the recording, as part of the recording email. There is a link there that you can click into. Alternatively, just email me. I need this particular email address added to the Trello board, and then I'll go ahead and do that. So I do want to make sure everyone's got the ability to provide their feedback and input onto the Trello board. This is what helps focus all of our future live sessions. And so if you've got a particular interesting topic that you want to make sure does get covered, this is a fantastic way of doing it. Outside of it, if you don't want to be on the Trello board, you can always email me, call me anytime. One of our other members also asked about how do we get a notification when a new card is entered into the Trello board. And I imagine this would be very useful under the to-do list, so people can keep on top of topics that really are relevant to them. Put my phone on silent. How are they going to be able to see when new topics come up rather than having to reread that list every single time? And I sent her through a quick video of how you can absolutely be notified around things like that. So I want to quickly show it with you as well. If you are interested in a particular card, such as patient engagement in a treatment plan, you can watch the card here. You can also hover over the card and just hit the keyboard spacebar, and that takes you on and off that card. If you were interested in watching a whole list, so let's say you just wanted to watch the to-do list, the reason you might want to just watch the list rather than the whole board is that I'm just interested in new topics that are coming up. I don't want to have notifications coming at me with every change that gets made to the Trello board. I just want to be notified about that particular list. And that's where you go up to the three little dots on the upper right-hand corner of the list. Click on that, and then there's a watch here. And you can see when I click on and off, I get a tick beside the watch, but I also get that little eye being attached and not attached. So that's how you watch a whole list. If you wanted to see all the changes that happen on the whole board itself, that is also possible. So you go across to show menu, click the drop down, and head down to the three dots here under more. Click on more, and this is where the watch is. And so you can just click on that and then you get notifications for all of the things that are happening on the board. So have a play around with that. I hope that is useful. It's a really good question. So thanks, just Jacqueline, for sending that question through. There is also a Zoom video. So if you, that's just the little video that I sent through to Jacqueline about this. So I think I've got that added down below. Shall I have a broad link? Oh yeah, watching the card. And so that's actually listed there because as you know, once I tick it off the agenda, lines come through it. The next thing I wanted to mention, and this was part of our Facebook group discussion with a couple of the members there. We were talking about infection control videos to post on websites, on the website. And one of our members had a fantastic video that she put together to post up. And it made myself and another member reflect on this article by Dr. Mark Hassett. He's the relaxed dentist. He's magnificent when it comes to communication with patients and engaging them in treatment. And he holds courses and seminars around that as well. But this particular post, blog post that he put out, Infection Control as Marketing, it goes through his experience when he went along to his GP or AGP for a blood test recently. And he noted the complete lack of additional infection control procedures that were going on there. So none of the team members had masks. There were no screens, no clear transparent screens around. And indeed, when the doctor saw him, therefore had to touch him to get the blood test happening, he used his bare hand to rub the area first, then injected. So he didn't really show, the whole practice didn't show any indication that they were reacting at all to the COVID-19 situation. Mark Hassett then called the practice manager, who said to him, not an ideal response, but said to him, well, by law, we don't have to do anything. And it's prompted me to share a bit of a thought around this situation. Regardless of how, I know that there are differing views on how dangerous COVID-19 actually is. And there's a lot of question marks going on in other media outlets, not the mainstream media, but other media outlets that lend themselves a lot of credibility with the types and the training and expertise of people that are questioning the veracity of this particular virus. And I listen to all of those things. I mean, I'm very interested into a broad range of information around it. I understand, therefore, that there may be dental practices out there that aren't taking COVID-19 with as much fear as a large part of the community. However, your patients, you don't know where on the spectrum they are of belief of everything that mainstream media tell you, and this is a complex conspiracy. You don't know where on the spectrum that they are. And as a human being, you have your own opinions, and I encourage that. We should all be having our wide, diverse opinions being able to be voiced without a whole lot of vitriol coming back at them, back at us, because that shuts our mouths up, and I'm interested in everyone's views and beliefs around it. However, because of the fact that we're a business, and as a business, we want to make sure that we are as open to new patients and existing patients returning as possible during this time of pandemic, making obvious steps as a business. And so patients, when they come in, they see the changes that have been put in place by you in reaction to the COVID-19 situation will help alleviate their fears and feel safer in your business if they are more panicked about the situation than you are. So there are times and places for our opinions and views around things. And I think as a business, both for our staff members who have wide range of beliefs, or I shouldn't say beliefs, wide range of opinions around everything and wide range of education around those opinions as well. We want to make them feel safe coming to work every day, but we also want to have patients turn up and go, yes, this place is safe for me, whether it's a subconscious belief or an obvious belief to them, a conscious belief in their mind. And so I think putting up those shields at reception, making sure you are, you know, obviously wiping everything down, making it obvious on your website, your Facebook page, that you're doing things differently. When they come in, there's this hand sanitizer. We do want to make it obvious to patients. At the moment, it's short term, I believe. I don't think this is going to, these sort of extra measures are going on for years and years. I certainly don't. But at the moment, while everybody still has a lot of questions around everything, around their safety, about being outdoors and out of isolation, as we creep back towards, you know, the normal way of functioning that we used to be, then I think we need to make it obvious to them that we are taking steps to make sure they're safe. And for that reason, I think that it is a good idea to add the infection control page on your website and add something there about COVID. It could just be a video of the team talking about what they're doing now that can be easily taken down off your website should it no longer be needed in the future. That's my thought around that. So if you are interested in reading that blog post article by Mark Hassett, the link to it is within the Trello card for today under Mark Hassett. If any of you have seen the recording or attended the live session of Wednesday last week with Charles Coves, I hope you got a great deal of value from it. He's absolutely brilliant in talking about these sort of topics that really stretch your brain into a different mindset and start to consider things from a completely different perspective as well. One of the key issues was, how do we manage team conflict? And because we were having Charles speak broadly just about teams on that live session, and it did just go for an hour and a quarter, ended up going for, I think the team conflict issue is worthy of its own complete live session. So I have created a team conflict card. So if you click on that within Trello, it'll take you straight through to this team conflict card, which is also found under the doing list at the very top there. And if you could, I'm just going to add myself to watch this card so I can see any interaction that starts happening on this card. If I can ask you to add in any thoughts, experiences, questions, issues, concerns that you have around the area of team conflict, that will just help me address all of your issues when we do a live session around team conflict. And I think the date that we're going to be doing it is 16th, Wednesday next week. Yes, there we go. We're going to be doing it Wednesday of next week. So if you can add in your input there, if you would like any particular questions answered or topics covered, that would be enormously helpful. If you don't want to do it on the Trello card because you're identified by your email address, email me personally, SMS me personally, give me a phone call. I'd love to have your input around that. So that is when you click on the card itself and you scroll down and we go to team conflict card. It's just listed right there. Click on that link, it will take you straight through to it. That is done. The next thing I wanted to do was, and I think with the daily focus, I'm emailing you Monday through to Friday every morning and reminding you what the focus is for this week. Just a little tiny mind shift changes that we can do that will just help us be happier, more satisfied, feel more productive, feel more effective within our working days, every day with our teams and our patients. So I thought I'd do that every Wednesday and Sunday at the live sessions, I'm going to re-talk about what the focus is just to remind you to put a bit more meat on the bones in case you forget the true reason behind it. So the daily focus changes every Wednesday. And so for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, you'll be getting this reminder again. And this focus is the question of how are you? Now, as you know, I'm a huge supporter of the question, what can I do for you? This one's got a little bit of a different agenda behind it. Often, and especially with members of the team who are a little bit more quiet, we start the day off, we get in there, we're madly getting all our bits and pieces ready for the day so we can then gather for our morning huddle. We get through the morning huddle, 10 to 15 minutes, and then bang, we start the day. As the day progresses, we're asking staff members to do things for us. Can you help me out with that? Did you follow up on that minor thing? Did you follow up on that major thing? Next patient's in, somebody else wants a phone call, and all of a sudden the busyness of the day goes through. The human element of anybody that's possibly having a difficulty or is concerned about something in particular, keep in mind you always want to know people's concerns sooner rather than later. Sooner means you nip things in the bud and help people feel cared for. Waiting means that people sometimes feel neglected, unacknowledged, and resentments can fester. So even though it takes time to manage things, whether it be a couple of minutes that you just don't have because my next patient's in the chair, or whether you think, gosh, this is a major team conflict, this is going to take a good hour plus of our time to think about this and discuss this, it's always better getting things early, sooner, rather than later. The how are you is something that I started to practice with a couple of the practices that I was working with. So rather than just going through the motions of the day, we would get the morning huddle done and get everyone organized in their roles. But then as happens throughout the day, you do get an opportunity where you're just one-on-one with that person, whether you're both getting a coffee at the same time, you're both in the stereo room at the same time, you've both managed to sit down for 5 minutes in between patients, and to be able to go up to that person and say, how are you today? Are you good? And just look them in the eye, ask the genuine question, and then pause for their response. 98% of the time, they say, yeah, I'm good, thanks. And you've got human connection there. And as Charles talks about with his team discussions, that element of care, that people feel cared for within the team, is so crucially important when we're talking about the team culture. Asking that question lets that person know, I'm here for you, what do you need? I acknowledge part of my space here is to help you feel cared for, nurtured, all the rest. If they did have an issue, if they said, oh, I'm okay, I've actually got a really bad headache, then at least you can say, gosh, can I get you a couple of Panadol? Well, if your last patient cancels, we'll make sure you can go home early. Maybe at lunchtime during your hour lunch break, go into surgery, lie the chair back, turn the lights down, and just have a rest for half an hour. It's providing beautiful caring in a team environment. And so this question of how are you, I think, is a good one. Even when you know, as a dentist, you might go out to the receptionist in between two patients and say, can you ring the electrician for me? Rather than just jumping out there and asking the question straight away, make sure, because it is, you are one-on-one with them at that time, make sure you do just do a very quick, before I ask you to do anything for me, how are you? Are you good today? It's a beautiful question. And when I was putting it into action the last few weeks, I have to say, it made me think this is a crucial element to developing a culture of care for the team itself and for them to really understand that I care about their reality. And I only ever got positive responses, and I feel like it's improved my relationships with them just because I've been asking that question. So I encourage you to ask, how are you, to your team members as you're moving through your day. View Medica. Now we've got a demo session for View Medica from View Medica today that is being put on recording. Because of the time difference between here and where they are in America, it's actually in the middle of the night for them, so to ask them to stay up for a live demo was a little bit much. And so they very kindly did a video for me when I was online with them and did a live demo, which I suggest if anybody is interested after today to do that live demo. It went for about 45 minutes and I found it completely engaging all the way through. Kindly, View Medica have brought down an edited version for us. They've created a new one just for us, and it goes for about 12 minutes. So I'm going to roll that out and then talk to you about how this can be implemented in your practice as a powerful communications tool between you and your patients, covering various different areas of your business. And so let's have a look at it. Let's get stuck straight into it. So sharing my screen. The link to the video is here, and also further down the card, there is the View Medica in big capitals here. That first one is their kind of advertising video that everyone sees. This demo one is straight after that. So clicking on that, And I'll be quiet as that rolls out, but I'll be making a few notes.
Hi, my name is Daniel with ViewMedica Patient Education. ViewMedica provides top-of-the-line 3D patient education video content coupled with cutting-edge software that will allow you to expand both your educational and marketing capabilities. In this video, we're going to go over ViewMedica's two distinct platforms, on-demand for your website and in-office education, and VMcast for your waiting room TV. But before we dive into the platforms, let's talk a little bit more about the content. We have around 1,800 patient education videos created in-house by our certified medical illustrators. Each video runs about a minute and a half to 3 minutes in length, is written at the 5th to 6th grade reading level, so advanced medical concepts are easy to understand. Each video is available in English and Spanish. Each video is medically reviewed and reviewed again every 2 years to make sure the content is up to date. Now that we've discussed the content, let's move on to the delivery platforms. On Demand is our tool for education on the web and in the office through the use of apps. You can install your entire ViewMedica library with the main embed. This displays all your videos with a single menu for the visitor to browse. In short, this creates an instant patient education page. A patient education section is great, but if you have pages on individual conditions or treatments, we recommend integrating specific videos with your text. On Demand also includes access to our apps for Mac, PC, iOS, and Android. The apps can be downloaded to as many devices as you want, meaning every device in your facility can be a patient education station. The functionality of apps is identical to the web product. I'm going to demo using the web product, but understand that everything I show you can be done on the apps. Now that we've seen how the videos install, let's take a look at the features of our player. So of course, the player is going to be branded to you with your logo and your coloring. You can always switch freely between English and Spanish in the bottom right-hand corner. Navigation through the menus is simple, and just click on a category and then a specific video. I can also use the search bar in the top right-hand corner to search for something and select it like that. Each video comes with a brochure. Brochures are 1 to 2 pages, an exact transcript of the video, as well as some images. You can also put your logo in the top left-hand corner and up to 5 lines of contact information in the top right. Brochures are PDFs, which means they can be emailed or uploaded to a patient portal, etc., however you need to use them. Next, let's take a look at sharing. We have 2 major ways you can share videos with your patients. I can email a link, which will open an email program and create a message for you to send, or I can copy the URL, which will create a direct link to the video that you can paste into any document. You can also share on social media like Facebook or Twitter. Clicking on one of these will create a link back to your site. The video will not actually be posted on Facebook, but instead drives that traffic back to your website, and Twitter works the same way. Now, we've looked at a lot of ways to get visitors to view the videos on your site. Now, let's look at how the videos can market your practice. The feature I want to show you next is bumpers, which are pre- and post-roll content. So on this account, I've added a logo as the pre-roll content just to further brand the video. But you know, we've gotten someone to watch the video, we've educated them, so let's use that post-roll bumper to turn that visitor into a patient using a call to action. So I'm actually able to install a hyperlink into the image itself to then send that patient somewhere. So let's look at how this looks. Pre-roll bumper, the video itself, post-roll call to action. If I click this, it'll take us to their contact page. Collections menus give you the ability to create your own menus using our ViewMedica content paired with your own videos, images, and text slides. These are great for highlighting providers' specialties or maybe to differentiate between non-surgical procedures and surgical procedures. Next, let's talk about sections and markup mode. So our videos aren't just simple videos. They're database driven, meaning that the player knows exactly what's going on at every point. when I start a video, and I click on sections, you'll see that the video is broken up into chapters. This means that an educator can jump to any point in the video, for instance, enamel. Now, when I like the image on the screen, I can actually click markup mode to freeze it, and then I have an image I can work with. I can draw on it, maybe point, or I could even come and write some notes to the patient if I needed to. And then I can click on this little camera in the bottom right-hand corner to save my image. The last major feature of on-demand I want to go over is presentations. Presentations give you the ability to combine our ViewMedica content with your own content into one seamless experience. I've created an Invisalign presentation just to illustrate some of the different features and ways you can add content. So let's go ahead and preview this to see what it looks like. So whenever you open up a presentation, it'll tell you the length of it. And you can also see the list of videos and content in it up here. When I go ahead and start the video, you're going to see an image slide in the form of a logo I've added to brand it further, a text slide, just some pre-appointment instructions, our Invisible Braces ViewMedica video, and why I choose Invisalign, a video I got off of YouTube. Combining your own content, content from outside sources like YouTube, with our content can create a really powerful patient experience. Now let's move on to our second major delivery platform, VMcast. VMcast allows you to create loops using a combination of our content and your own. But before we dive into all that, let's get hardware out of the way. VMcast uses your existing TV and the Amazon Fire Stick TV. Fire Stick is a high quality, low cost media player. Plug it into any TV with an HDMI port and then connect it to your public network. Download the free VMcast app and you are good to go. Now that we've gotten hardware out of the way, let's take a look at VMcast. VMcast allows you to create a custom broadcast that will loop on your TV using our videos, your own videos, images, and text slides. You can build a broadcast to educate, entertain, or even promote your services. Some optional widgets include weather, news, messages, and even promos. VMcast can be managed anywhere from any web browser and updated instantly in real time. So now that we've seen VMcast, let's take a look at the software to see how easy it is to build loops like this. The first page I want to show you is the appearance page. The appearance page allows you to add your logo up here in the top left, customize your background color, and also it just gives you a general idea of how your player could look. So the next thing I want to show you are loops. And the easiest way to understand a loop is to build one. So you can have as many loops as you want at any given time, and they can serve whatever purpose you need them to serve. So I'm just going to call this one dental loop. Go ahead and save that. So of course, you can create loops using our ViewMedica content. I'll select a few videos and save them in. We also have access to over 300 videos from the CDC. This is free content. It's there for you to use if you want to. I'll select a few from here. Save those in. And I think one of the most powerful tools is the ability to add your own videos, through sources like YouTube to the loop. So I'm going to show you how to do that right now. I'm going to go to add your own video and jump over to YouTube. I'm going to call it Invisalign. And all I have to do to add a YouTube video is come to the YouTube video I want to add. Look for this share button in the bottom right hand corner. Click it. Copy the link. Paste it in, and just like that, you can either add content from a partner or even content you create yourself right to your loops and play them right on your waiting room TV. You can also, of course, add text slides, which are going to be simple PowerPoint-esque slides, and any images that you want with the recommended image resolution right there for you. So now that we've gone over the appearance and how to create loops, the last thing I want to touch on is the control center. So this is where you can go to control your VNCast streams in real time. The first button is the loop button. So this is going to allow you to select a default loop. The default loop plays automatically whenever your VNCast app starts. Here you can also change the primary language from English to Spanish and turn on captions if I need to. The weather widget allows you to stream local weather updates live to your TV. All you have to do is enter in your location. The news widget allows you to display headlines from all of your favorite news providers right to your VNCast stream. All you have to do is copy and paste the link and turn it on. Messages allow you to communicate with your waiting room in real time. All you have to do is click on messages and add a new message and save. The last feature I want to talk to you about is promos. Promos give you the ability to promote your services either using the bottom of the screen, the left side of the screen, or the center of the screen. Adding a new promo is easy. All I need to do is click on the promo widget, select the type of promo I would like to add, select create new promo, and then I can upload an image. So that's ViewMedica. Thank you so much for your time. If you have any additional questions, reach out to us at ViewMedica.com or by phone at 919-929-2501. If you are interested and want to know more, click on the link on the screen to schedule a demo.
So how groovy was that? With those who are actually attending, feel free to put anything in the Q&A around this and how you, if you think this is a could be a useful thing within your practice. My mind just blows when I think about the possibilities that this could mean for your practice. In the past, creating videos for your patients has been something that would be very complex and very costly and timely to do. Nowadays, everyone's got a video, recorder in their hands with their telephones. The quality of video on the phones is so tremendous. We can upload things to YouTube and all of a sudden we've got a shareable link for it as well, where we can actually start to build out and populate this kind of application such as ViewMedica. Therefore, I think it's once you're familiar, and of course, as you know, when something is brand new, we are uncomfortable because we are consciously incompetent about it. And I'm just going to quickly double check the question there. We have a service in the waiting room called Channel D. That's Dr. Michael Cernick's one, Di. That's right, and that's fantastic. And I reflect back on that one as well because. He has said he presented actually at one of the 3-day conference that myself and Amina Vasile, another dental consultant, we did a 3-day conference. I think it was December 2018. And Michael came along to speak about that. And he was talking a lot about the Channel D and that just by patients becoming aware that there are options for them while they're sitting there in the waiting room, they're actually asking questions once they're in the surgery of, but what about a crown? Can't I have a crown? Can't I have an implant? Which is a wonderful thing because it's difficult and overwhelming for a patient to receive all the information about all of the services that you offer. So with regards to my thoughts around how ViewMedica could become a very powerful thing within your practice, the very first thing is the patient engagement in what you're talking about when you're talking about their treatment plan. Yes, the patients love it, Di, that's great. And Di, do they actually come in and ask about the services once they're in there? I was watching this in the waiting room and all of a sudden they're talking about it in the surgery. Let me know about that as well. So when we are trying to engage patients and educate them fully about the services that are included in their treatment plan, as I say, it's very quick to overwhelm them with information. It is much easier to speak to a fellow dental colleague about things because when you say to a colleague, you'll need a root canal. They go, yep, and I know everything about the root canal. So that's the only sentence I need to know about that. And then you talk about the next thing and the next thing. However, with your patients, they don't understand root canal. So first of all, they've got to, you've got to explain the whole root canal process to them. That's a lot of information for them to listen to. And then, what if they need an implant as well? That's another whole bundle of information that they're getting as well. So then we send them away with a whole bunch of brochures, which is a wonderful thing as well, so they can read it when they're at home. Unfortunately, a lot of medicos and dentists discourage patients from researching stuff on Google online. I say, why? There is highly accurate information out there. That's where a lot of information is. Dias is saying, yes, of course, most people wanted to watch the whole loop before coming in for treatment. Just hang on a second. It's not finished. I can see that. So there is a constant challenge of getting patients to a level of understanding and appreciation for the loads of information you're giving them so they can make an informed choice about their treatment. As we know, confused minds always say no. And so this is where you may be getting patients that are saying, yes, I'll think about it and give you a call back, or I've got to find a date in my diary. What may be going on for them up there is that I don't actually quite know what's going on. So I'm a bit confused. And so I'm just going to say no at the moment. It happens. Absolutely happens. And I mentioned it in the last live session that I had the experience recently when my mum needed an extraction over these last couple of weeks. I was with her in the surgery when the discussion, diagnosis, all the rest of it was happening. I was also with her a week later for the extraction appointment time and all of the instructions afterwards. And there was an issue whether she was allergic to antibiotics or not. And I was there for all of it. Through all of those discussions, Mum was completely engaged. Every part of her physiology and her body language indicated that she understood what was going on, understood everything that was being said. Of course, after each appointment time, you speak to your mum routinely, and the questions she was asking me, I was thinking, wow, like she really looked like she understood that when it was being discussed in the surgery. And there were three points where I thought, gosh, that was just so clear in the surgery. It was repeated a couple of times, and she's like, yeah, I got it. But either she forgot, or she didn't understand it in the first place, or was a bit confused. So I had a voice over there in the corner who didn't know who it was. So for whatever reason, the information was no longer in her brain. And it did bring home that process that many of us go through, that when something's being explained to us very patiently and very caringly, just for out of sheer politeness, we tend to just nod and, yep, I understand. And then quite often you get so far into the explanation, you might be thinking, oh, I don't understand that bit, but I'm sure I'll get onto it. I'll get onto the loop further on down the discussion. Then you get further on down the discussion, you think, nah, they've lost me. I have no idea what they're talking about. But you feel that you can't then at that point say, I'm so sorry, you're going to have to go back to the start. I haven't understood anything that you've said. And it also reminds me of my own personal situation. I had a tooth that just through the molar hitting it orthodontically in the wrong position for many, many years, it needed a root canal filling, and then the root fractured, and it had, you know, post-core crown, although it had everything under the sun being done to it. I was working at a dental practice as a receptionist when finally the root fractured. And I was so horrified by the thought of having a tooth out that I said to the dentist, I can't do it. There has to be another option. And he said as a bit of a joke, well, we can take the one root out and leave the other two roots there if you like, as a bit of an experiment. I said, sure, that sounds good. What's that about? And so then by that stage, I'd been in the dental industry 20 years. I'd been a dental nurse for many, many years, a receptionist for many, many years. He spends 10 to 15 minutes telling me what he was going to do in order just to take this one root out and leave the rest of the tooth there, and what it would mean then post-operatively for me to make sure that the area remained clean and all the rest of it. After the 10 to 15 minutes, I had to ashamedly say to him, I'm so sorry. I didn't listen to a word you said.
I was so busy trying to figure out how I was going to move through that appointment time emotionally. I didn't hear anything that you said. I'm really sorry. So he had to go back to square one again and explain everything. Now, my situation was rare because I could ask that of him because I knew him. My situation was also interesting because I had all the knowledge. Yet as a recipient of the information, I was taking it in like a novice patient, like I didn't know what was going on. And I really had to have every step explained to me. So I found that an interesting conundrum in terms of what do we do as a practice to make sure we are properly educating and telling our patients about what's being planned for them in a way that they understand it. Because if they have true understanding of what's going on, they understand their condition, they understand their treatment options, and they understand the ramifications and benefits of all of those treatment options. That's a lot of information, but it's only at that point they can make a true decision about what to have happen. And once you've got a fully educated and informed patient making that decision, they will move forward with that treatment. They will pay happily. They will turn up to every appointment time. They will see a sense of urgency about getting everything done. They'll be completely engaged. Sorry, I just realized I had moved my microphone away for the video. So it is a crucial part of the process. I've been speaking to another client recently about they go to a lot of energy in having these discussions, gathering all of the information together, presenting it very well, only to have some patients leave and go to a cheaper dentist down the road and just get that treatment plan done. And so what do you do about that? So that's going to be another topic of another card, because I think that is a crucial, getting your headspace right about, because what I don't think should happen, we should never diminish the efforts we go to for our patients and getting them to move forward with treatment. We should never diminish that and reduce that in its impact, because there's a chance that the patient will go somewhere else. I think it's better to think, okay, there's absolutely a likelihood of that. That's none of my business. Whether they book with me or somebody else, it's none of my business. What I think will happen is absolutely a percentage will book with you. And then as the practice and the engagement process constantly improves, like we're all on this journey of constant and never any improvement, that percentage of patients that book with you guys will just constantly improve as well. As you're getting better, of course, more people will book with you. The other thing that will happen is that you will become known for giving patients a delightful experience, an informed experience, and they never leave their questioning as well. And that's a good reputation to have. And so I think having a future discussion at a live session about that is going to be a helpful thing, and we will absolutely do that. In terms of that patient engagement process then, how can we make it so it's not ridiculously lengthy, yet it still provides all the information that we need to get across? When we are talking to a patient, a traditional way of talking to a patient is the patient sitting in the dental chair and the dentist is beside them, and the patient's often lying down and the dentist is telling them what needs to have happen. Of course, that's not the greatest way of trying to get communication, because when a patient's lying down, they subconsciously think, this is my time to shut up. This is not interactive. They're just telling me stuff because I'm lying down, I'm getting treated. Sometimes the patient will be sat up in the chair and the dentist will be there and they'll be talking to the patient. The patient will be turning their head. Yep, yep. But I have more often than not, as somebody in the dental treatment room, when I've offered a neck pillow or something like that for a patient, more often than not, people say, yeah, because I get a bad neck, or I have a bad back. So making someone turn their head for 20 minutes while you're going through a discussion is also not ideal, because the minute they're in physical discomfort, they're so busy thinking about their physical discomfort, they're not engaged with what you're saying. They just want to rush it all along so I can move my head back to the front. Then we have the next step, where patients are sat up in the dental chair and the dentist has moved their chair so they're as front on as possible, and they're having a discussion just like this. That's beautiful, because there's open body language. You're at their level, because that's a great thing to be at their level. But if there's no physical aids, diagrams, ability to write something on paper, you're just relying on that patient's understanding of your words. And that can be challenging when they don't have a dental degree or they haven't worked in the dental surgery for a long period of time. And so I think adding the element of, imagine you've got an iPad with the ViewMedica stuff on it. You bring up, I'm just gonna act like this is my iPad. You bring up the, so I don't write on my beautiful pad. You bring up for the patient. So I'm gonna just click on dental implants and then the screen comes up and we've got a video. Let me just show you this video on silent so I can explain what happens. Hit play. This is happening and see, this is what's happening there. Pause. So this is what I mean with your bone. This, and then you actually put the, have the ability to actually write on the screen like the ViewMedica demo, it mentioned you could. This is where your bone is lower. So you'll need a bone graft. And I'll talk to you a bit more about that in a minute, but you can see why that the implant healing will be compromised if you don't get that. So I'll hit play again. And of course, you know, do you understand what I've just said? You check in with them as you go. So do you see what I mean with that? Or would you like me to explain it a different way? Hit play again. And we're rolling through. We're rolling through. Okay, I'm going to hit pause on this one. These are the different components of your implant. This, and then I'm going to write over here. I'm going to write something here. And I thought to myself, you know, I've thought to myself, that's an effective little drawing I've done there for the patient. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the snapshot button so I can print that out and give it to them later on. Okay, let's hit play again. And all of a sudden, you have got an interactive way of describing to patients what you are thinking about in terms of their treatment plan and the services that you can offer them. On top of that, you can just say they had needed implant discussion, a crown discussion, and an extraction discussion. You can reassure them throughout your discussion, I'm going to be sending you an email with links to each of these three videos so you can watch them at home. Your spouse can watch them, your parent can watch them, whatever. So when they get home, and because of the fact that all of these videos are the hard bit, or I should say not the hard bit, they've made this ViewMedica process is a very drag and drop simple thing to do. Insert here, insert here. But once you've got your library there, and they're a library of the stuff that the way you do things, everyone does things slightly differently, but the videos that you're using are the ones that you've chosen. And if there isn't one that you've chosen, you can actually record yourself get someone to film you with the iPhone. You can do it yourself on a little stand, a little tripod stand, and say, this is how we go forward with cosmetic evaluations. First we do this, then we do that. And it can be you speaking with, you know, the odd picture coming up to show them this is the laboratory at work or whatever. And you can actually upload and drag and drop your videos into this ViewMedica. And then when you send something out to the patient, you've got their treatment plan. Of course, you've been able to put everything then into downloadable PDFs that have your branding on it automatically, and links to all the videos that you discussed during the treatment plan presentation. They can re-educate themselves as often as they like to get their questions answered. They can be watching them in the comfort of their own home without the anxieties of being in a dental chair. And I think it's enormously impactful. During my receptionist training videos, like a little question here, Erskine have a similar iPad. Beautiful. I'm going to look into that. Thank you, Di. Erskine iPad. And when I'd go through my rapport building training with dental receptionists, and we'll be, of course, touching on that as the weeks go by, I'm reminded by the amount of communication that's required for the recipient of that communication to fully understand what I'm saying. So if this whole demo for ViewMedica was written form only, you would only get 7% understanding of what the total package is. The rest of the communication that ViewMedica offered was then just what we could hear. Voice tonality, volume, rate of speed, the friendliness of the voice. But the better way to get full communication is to actually see the person themselves speaking. That's where you get all the gestures, the body language. And that's when you're getting the complete package of information. So whatever you can do video-wise to help your patients understand what's going on, the better. And that goes from treatment plan presentations. That goes from, this is who we are as a practice. How often do you jump onto a practice website and it's got about us and they've got static pictures of themselves, hopefully every now and again. There are still, iStock photos of dental teams there. I'm like, well, it's not about you, it's about them. And they've got the written word there. A different level of engagement when you've got the team members actually speaking about what it's like at your practice or why they chose the career of dentistry for themselves. Completely different level of engagement. So I think from it's one thing to load up a video to, for example, your website, homepage, come and have a tour of the practice and you've got that video there. That's beautiful. But what if you could add other elements to it? And so within it, you could have a link that would take them to another area, which would allow them to go ahead and book an appointment time straight away. What if there was a link for them to download an information sheet about your practice, maybe download the new patient form? What if, to be able to edit that video to have not just the welcome, but we're also going to add in something about COVID-19 as well, and we're going to now make that the new video. So I think that element of video creation will only be limited by your imagination. And when you start to think about what are all the things that patients are curious about, whether they're conscious about it or not, when they come to a dental practice and are trying to think of who to go to, then I think you can start to tap in, oh, we could do this kind of video and that kind of video. Record them all, throw them all up into ViewMedica and just see what you can create, splice together. So from a Facebook perspective, of course, video is king in Facebook. The figures about the level of engagement with a Facebook promotion or ad when there's video as opposed to just text or just image is extraordinary. So if you are advertising implants or teeth whitening or whatever, or orthodontics, Invisalign, if you're advertising and you're using video to be able to have that clickable link that takes them to a lead page or to your booking page is wonderful. Just making sure I'm going to be mentioning everything. The waiting room one. So I love the fact that within the waiting room one, I think Channel D must do this. You can let me know, Di. But the ability to add your own messages scrolling underneath that video is magnificent. Like, that is telling patients, that's reminding them that you've got payment plans on offer. That's reminding them that you've got additional things going on for COVID-19. That's reminding them that we are now at level one, so you're perfectly safe coming along to the practice to get things happening for them. And again, that ease of just selecting which videos that are going to be shown, including your own, because you've, in a past live session, we were talking about introducing a YouTube channel for your own dental practice. And that YouTube channel can be populated with videos for public, so as a way of attracting patients in, or videos for private, training your staff members, new systems and protocols, all that sort of stuff. So with the minute you can load you've got your own YouTube video link that you can actually link up and have this ViewMedica rolling story happening throughout the day is a wonderful opportunity. The other thing I thought was going to be very useful, because these links of these videos, thanks, Di, I think you've just, yes, and the dentist's face is on a different body. That's right, I have seen that. The dentist's face is on the cartoon body as a pilot, as a car, as a mechanic. That is super duper. The other thing I thought, because these links are so easily shareable on Facebook and website, but also email, if you've got a family, they've just moved to the area and they've booked all the kids in for their first dental checkup, you could have a video of what it's like to have as a new patient child checkup. And that was one of our members on the Facebook page said that she wanted to do this. I thought it was a great idea. So as a promotional exercise, do a short video that's very child friendly of this is what you do at a first dental checkup and make it all fun and upbeat. And you could have that you then email through, emailing your confirmation of your appointment time, have a quick look at this video so your child knows what to prepare for.
and the child isn't getting the parent version of what that appointment time is going to be like, in the case that parent could be anxiety ridden and start to make sure that child becomes quite anxiety ridden as well. But they're actually seeing in their own eyes, this is what to expect. Another way would be when you book a patient in for extraction. It's a good idea to provide that patient with pre-extraction instructions, and so they make sure they do have a meal on the day, they haven't planned anything active for the rest of that day, get someone to pick them up possibly after the appointment time, things like that. But you could actually have that in a video format as well. People are more inclined to look at video than read text, especially if there's a lot large amount of text, but they're also, because of the way we communicate and receive messages, when they've got the dentist saying this or the receptionist saying this or the nurse, and they've got their body language, their voice tonality as well, their ability to understand is so much higher as well. From a cost perspective, I'm just going to share my screen here. And it's $85 a month for the basic package, and to get the ability to do the VM cast, which is the waiting room screen thing. Oh, this is different. This is different. I think they're giving me better pricing because the link they gave me had $85 a month. And then it's a bit more to get the waiting room casting. Don't pay any attention to these prices. This is absolutely not what I have been led to believe. I'll add the pricing link onto the card today. So it's not an extraordinary amount of money. It's going to take time and effort to establish everything. It's going to be something where your video library will just continue to grow. But I think the return on investment that you would get on this would be large, substantial, because you are engaging your patients in such a way that they understand their oral condition, all the treatment options, the ramifications of not getting anything done, all the benefits of getting each of those options done, and then making an informed choice at the end. Your increase in treatment plan presentation acceptance will increase, and I think your new patient numbers will increase with all of the promotions and videos that you can post onto Facebook and onto your website as well. I think it's a winner of an idea, and I hope you have seen the value as well. As part of the card, I'll put down a link of where to go to if you're interested in the demo. I do encourage you to go through that demo. If you're even the slightest bit interested, do the live demo. Then you can ask questions all the way. You can say, can you run over that bit again? I think that one could be really helpful in this particular dental surgery. There are voiceovers in the ViewMedica videos that are American, but they're in the process of, they've got an Australian woman who's speaking through them, and all they need to do is get a few more memberships up before it's worth their while of getting the American voiceover happening for us as an audience as well. Do you have any questions at all about ViewMedica? Let me know while you are typing. If you need to type, I'm going to now tick off ViewMedica from our agenda. Item done. I'm going to tick off the due date because we've just completed it. Take the top priority off that. This register here area will become recording once the recording comes through for today. And our next session, Wednesday of next week, team conflict. Don't forget to add whatever your particular questions, queries, concerns, experiences are regarding team conflict in this area, or email me or SMS me directly. I'd love to have as much input as possible so I can really address all the issues that are going on for you guys out there. No questions, so I'm going to stop share and I'm going to bid you all farewell. It's 2:59 by the time I finish my farewell. It'll be right on 3:00. How timely. And I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Thank you so much for joining me. And those on recording, I hope you enjoy it as well. I'll speak to you all next time.